Hello, this is Kitty Robinson, and welcome back to my Scripture Memory Podcast, where I give you the tools you need to be able to work on memorizing Scripture while you're on the go. I hope you'll use this while you're driving in the car, folding laundry. I use it while I'm running. That's kind of why I started this. So this is episode 4, where we are working on memorizing Romans chapter 8. And the first episode in this series was an interview with Alan Pless. He's a guy who has already memorized this chapter, and he gives us a little background story, excuse me, on this chapter. I hope you'll go back and listen to that. I really enjoyed that interview. Then the next two episodes covered Romans 8, 1 through 9, and today we're going to pick up in Romans 10. Before I do that, I want to go back and share a couple memory tricks that I found as I've been working on really getting solid with Romans 8, 1 through 9. So one of the things that I saw is in verse 4, it says, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us. And one way I remember that, well, if we back up to the last word in verse 3, we had flesh. And if you've listened to them, you'll remember that we say flesh in. So backing up and adding that last sentence of verse 3, it says, and so he condemns sin in the flesh in order. Do you remember that? Doing the flesh in order. So sometimes I would have a hard time remembering what comes after order. And the memory trick for me is that the righteous requirement, you have those two R's. We talked about that as well. Well, those have to come in order. The two R's are in order. They're together. You have the two R's together. So there's an order to how they are put. So that helped me to remember after the word order that we have the two R's. So backing up and putting it together, it's, and so he condemns sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us. So just a little tiny trick there, but it helped me remember that the two R's come after order because they need to be put in the right order, and the right order is for the two R's to be together. That's the memory trick number one. The second one is at the end of verse 4. So verse 4 says, of course, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So then it starts into verse 5. And in order to make the tie-in from 4 to 5, I just remember that verse 4 ends in a T, Spirit ends in T. And then verse 5 starts with a T, for those who live according to the flesh, have their mindset on what the flesh desires. So remember those two T's, tie those together, and that should help you with that if you're still struggling. If you've gotten to this point in this memory of verse 10 and you're not solid on the first 9 verses, go back and listen to the other ones again. I've actually listened to each of them probably definitely 2 times. One of them I've listened 3 times, and then I've been working on it at home as well. So I'm pretty solid in it now, but it's taken a lot of work. So I want to encourage you to put in the work. Don't jump into this until you're solid in that. And this is the largest section of scripture that we'll be doing on this podcast. And in order to keep the episodes to right around 30 minutes, I'm not going to be able to go back and add from the beginning with each verse that we add on. So starting with this, if you've listened to the other episodes, you'll notice that for the most part, when we add a new verse and we go back and we recite everything with the new verse, we're going to do sections before we go back and add in, because it does take a lot longer. So you won't have as much review of those first 9 here today. So make sure you're solid with those. That said, we're going to start with a review of the first 9. We're just not going to go back over it a ton of times. So here we go. I'd like you to try to say it with me, because I'm not going to give you the opportunity to say it by yourself. You should be solid with it. So go ahead and say with me, Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 9. Remember, we are using the NIV version, not for any deep theological reason, except that's the Bible I have, and so that's what's doable for me. Here we go, Romans 8, verse 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to their flesh, to the flesh, have their mind set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. All right, I hope you've got that. There was one other little memory trick that helped me here at the end of verse 9. It says, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And then the next part of verse 9 says, and if anyone. Sometimes I would have a hard time remembering the wording there, and so just remember that there's an AIA. That helped me remember. AIA, and if anyone. AIA, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. All right, so here we go. Starting in verse 10, it says, but if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. So in this one, we have a but, a because, and a because. So we have three B words in verse 10. And if we back up to verse 9, it does say, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. We need a but after that, right? But if Christ is in you, okay? So these are kind of, it's this section of the scripture is really dividing believers from non-believers. So it says, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. So I hope that'll help you remember that we're starting with the but if Christ is in you. Then that's a logical progression to me. Those logical progressions don't need as much of a tie-in to me as the stuff that, I'm not saying the Bible's not logical, but sometimes it's hard to tie it together for memory. So this one is a little more logical. So verse 10, but if Christ is in you, so there's our but, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, so there's your first because, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. Okay, so your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. This is also not too challenging to remember because you've got kind of two opposites here. You have the body is subject to death because of sin. So you have the body, death, and sin, and kind of what's the flip side of each of those is the Spirit, life, and righteousness, okay? So, but if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, what's the flip side of those three? The Spirit gives life because of righteousness. So the flip side of body is Spirit, flip side of death is life, flip side of sin is righteousness. So this is a good, I think this has a lot of good built-in memory. So I'm going to say it. Try to say it with me. I know it's the first time. So if you don't get it perfectly, that's okay. Like I told you before, I had to go back and really work on these as well. I'll say it, you say it with me, and then we'll pause and we'll say it quietly to ourselves. Of course, you can say it out loud because, hey, you're on a run or driving somewhere. I'm recording, so I have to say it quietly. Here we go. Romans 8, verse 10. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. All right, you try to say it. But if Christ. All right, how'd that go? I hope you got it. I'll say it one more time just so you can check. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. So remember, if you can get that first part, the body is subject to death because of sin, the next part should come pretty easily because you've got kind of the flip side of those. All right, so now let's add in verse 11. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. All right, that's kind of long, so let's separate that up. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. So we'll stop there on this section. And if the Spirit of him, who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. All right, I'm going to say it and you try to say it after me. And if this, or say it with me first, and if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. Can you say that on your own? Good. Now let's put that together with verse 10. I'll say it, you say it with me, and then you say it on your own. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. All right, this is kind of a silly tie-in I have here, but these are the things I remember. So if you look at the verse 10 ends in righteousness, I need to remember what's the next word for the next verse. And the next word is and. You have the righteousness ends in an S, then you have the word and. Put that S with and it says sand. Okay, and then it's talking about Jesus raising from the dead. So imagine like somebody coming up from the dead out of the sand. Okay, totally silly, but and not theological, but it'll help you remember that you've got the sand, righteousness and, righteousness sand, right? Righteousness and, so there's your sand. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead, so remembering that sand, just picture that resurrection happening in the sand. I know that's not how it happened, okay? This is not theological, this is just memory trick. Hopefully that'll help you to remember that we're going to talk about the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, okay? Hope this makes sense. So I'm going to go back now, like I said, and start with 10, say the first part of 11, and then I'll give you time to say it on your own. So Romans 8, verse 10, but if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the spirit gives life because of righteousness and if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. All right, try it on your own. Start with, but if Christ. Okay, that wasn't too hard. Those little memory tricks were good. One thing I wanted to add in here as I was saying it is trying to remember that it's that verse 10 says, but if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death, trying to remember the word subject. So I'm thinking about in school, one of my favorite subjects is anatomy, where you learn about the body. So you have body and subject right there together. So let me just say those one more time and then I'd like you to say them out loud with me and then we'll add on the rest of that. Verse 11, and we will be well on our way. Here we go. Romans 8, verse 10. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness, and if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. Okay? So hopefully you've got that and we're able to say it with me. So now we're going to add that second part of verse 11. So first part said, and if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit who lives in you. All right, still a bit of a mouthful. Let's see if we can get it in one try. If not, we can break it up. So we have, excuse me, I've had a cold these last couple weeks, so I'm sorry if I'm clearing my throat some, gotta do it. All right, and if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, we've got that part, right? He who raised Christ from the dead. So we just talked about the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead. This is basically saying the same thing. They're just using the word Christ instead of Jesus. So the first part said, and if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your, mortal bodies. Why? Because of his spirit who lives in you. All right. Let's try to say just the second part of verse 11. I'll say it, you say it with me, and then you're on your own. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit who lives in you. All right, see if you can say that on your own. Start with he who raised Christ. All right, now let's try to put that together and do all of verse 11 together. And if you don't have it yet, it's okay. As you see, we back up and go over it several times. I don't have it yet. I'm looking at my Bible right now, but I will because I'm committed to working hard at this, and I know you are too. So let's do Romans 8, verse 11. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit who lives in you. So on that first part of that, like I mentioned, it says, who raised Jesus from the dead? And then the next part says, who raised Christ from the dead? It's saying the same thing. Well, when you say also, you're kind of saying the same thing, like also or in addition to. So that kind of helps me remember after we say it the second time that we go into the word also. I don't know if that helps you. Use your own memory tricks if you need, but let's try to say the whole thing together again one more time. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of the spirit who lives in you. So that last little part I would have a tendency to not remember, because of his spirit who lives in you. But we have to know, well, how can this be done? It's because of his spirit who lives in us. So we just kind of have to think logically there, or spiritually, which is illogical in my opinion a lot of times. But all right, so now we're going to go back and do 10 and 11 together. Are you ready for this? I think you are. Here we go. Romans 8, verse 10 and verse 11. But if Christ is in you, then the spirit who gives life... But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit who lives in you. All right, try it on your own. Start with, but if Christ is in you. All right, that's tricky. I'm far from having it down. I'll say it again in case you got caught up as well, so you can hear maybe what you missed. And if not, say it with me. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. So that is those are verses 10 and 11. We're going to go on and add 12 and see how we do with this, okay? 12 isn't too long. It says, therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. Okay, that's good. So the end of verse 11 ends in the word you, okay? And if you're talking... Let's talk about if you're talking to other people, plural. Hey, you guys. Hey, you go do this. The next part talks about brothers and sisters. I'm making a tie-in here. Brothers and sisters covers everybody, right? So if you are just looking towards a group of people and you say, hey, you guys go over there. Or you say, hey, the brothers and sisters go over there. You're still talking about everyone in the group, whether you say you or brothers and sisters, because everyone's either male or female. And so... that's kind of a loose tie-in, but I'm remembering when I say, where were we? When I say, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit who lives in you, that's going to help me remember that the next part is going to talk about brothers and sisters. Therefore, brothers and sisters. Okay? Now, we have an obligation. We is also kind of all-encompassing everybody, so I'm going to remember you and brothers and sisters and we, all talking about everybody. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. So this is a positive and then a negative. We have an obligation, but it's not this. It's saying we have this, but it's not this. So remember, this is a positive and a negative. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. This is also just if you're a parent or you just are a sibling and you remember growing up with brothers and sisters, all the conflict that was there. There were positives and there were negatives about having siblings. And remember there, if you do, as a parent, you're thinking, oh, please don't live according to the flesh. That's not your obligation. So maybe that'll help you remember after the brothers and sisters. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation. So basically, imagine yourself as a parent. You're giving the talk to your kids and you're saying, therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, like hey guys, this is what I expect of you. It's not to the flesh to live according to it. Okay, that's not the implication here. Remember, I'm just doing memory tricks. And as a parent, this helps me to remember. So therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. All right, let's say that together. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. All right, try to say that on your own. Start with therefore. All right, we're going to back that up and put it with the second part of verse 11. We're going to do this in small bits because I know it's a lot. So we're going to start with he who raised Christ from the dead. Okay, so second part of Romans chapter 8, verse 11, and then all of 12. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. All right, see if you can say that. Start with he who raised Christ from the dead. All right, I hope you got it. I'm proud of you for sticking with it this far. This is a huge undertaking, and I'm excited that you're on this journey with me. So let's back it up and do 11 and 12 together. Say it with me, and then I'll give you space and time to say it on your own. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. Okay, give it a try. Start with, and if the spirit of him. All right, I hope you got it. Now, like I said, I go back and listen to these several times. And when I do, if I don't get it in that dead space there that I'm giving us to recite it out loud, I just wait until I hear me come back in and read it again. And eventually I get it. But it's not always the first, second, or even the third time. All right, we're going to back that up and we are going to add verse 10. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And remember that righteousness, and if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. All right, give it a try. Start with, but if Christ is in you. I may have already done this. I'm sorry if this is twice, but hey, we need it anyway. Go ahead and start with, but if Christ is in you. All right, how'd you do? I'm hanging in there. I know we're going to get it. All right, let's go ahead and add on verse 13. Verse 13 says, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live." If you've been in church for any length of time, you've probably heard this verse quite a bit. That will help with the familiarity of this verse. If you haven't, that's okay. You know what that means? That means that this verse is new and fresh to you, and instead of just reading over it like, yeah, I've heard that before, I think there's going to be so much more zeal and excitement and passion for this verse. So that's okay if you don't have familiarity with it. It says, I'll read it again, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live." So let's see, how was I thinking here? Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. I had a memory trick there and I've lost it. So if it comes back to me, I'll let you know. But I do know that this verse starts with four and then you have the word flesh right after there. So you have a little bit of alliteration with the two F's. So I'm going to say it again and then I'll do it one more time before I have you say it on your own. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Well, one thing I was thinking about this is it's really restating what we learned already, where it says in verse 6, the mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life, right? So here it says that, again, if you live according to the flesh, you will die. Because however the mind is governed, if the mind is governed by the flesh, that's how you're going to live, right? So if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. So it's restating the same thing. But up there it's talking about what's going on in your mind, and this is taking it right out into how you live. Either way, it's death or life. So let's say it together and then try to say it on your own. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. And maybe it'll help you after the word death, put to death the misdeeds. So you've got those D's in there. Alliteration helps me a lot. So that might help you remember to use the word misdeeds. I know it has the prefix mis on it, but it's still the word deeds. So maybe that'll help you. All right. I think I better say that one more time because I just talked after it. So let me get it fresh in your mind. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Okay, now it's your turn for real. Romans 8, 13, for if you live. Go ahead. All right, that was pretty easy for me. Now we're going to back up and put it with 12. I hope you're doing all right. If you're not feeling confident, just know that practice and spending time in it will bring that confidence. I was running with my friend Betty yesterday, and she was telling me about this 10,000-hour principle that in order to really master something, especially a language or an instrument, you have to have put in 10,000 hours to master it. That's a lot of time. We obviously don't need that many hours for this because it's not as huge of a task to master, but it's still going to take a lot of time. Hopefully this tool provides you the opportunity to work on this while you're doing something else. So you can just pull this up and listen to it over and over, and we will get this together. Just know, like I said, I'm listening to it over and over as well and working on it as well. It doesn't come easy to me, but it's so worth it. So Romans 8, verses 12 and 13, let's put it together. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. All right, try to say that on your own, starting with 12. Therefore, brothers and sisters. All right, I hope you did good. That wasn't too bad. Let's back up and go ahead and put all of 11 with it, okay? Here we go. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Woohoo! All right, give it a try on your own, starting with 11. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead. Ready? Go. All right, we are moving right along. One thing I did notice on verse 11 is that you have the bodies and because together there, if you it says, "And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies because. Those, anytime you have those double letters there, I think it's much easier to remember. All right, we're going to back up and put 10 with this, and then we're going to tack this on to the whole thing, and we are going to wrap it up for today. So let's give it a go. Romans 8, 10, 11, 12, and 13. "But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live." Woo! I'm going to say that one more time and have you say it out loud with me, and then have you go on your own. Let's try it one more time. Romans 8, verses 10 through 13. "But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live." All right, give it a go. Start with 10, "But if Christ is in you, then." Ready? Go. All right, that is getting much more familiar to me. I'm definitely getting more confident. I don't have it all together, but we're getting there. I did think of one other tie-in here at the end. It says, "But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live." I wanted to just say, "But if you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live." I wanted to leave out the "by the Spirit." But think about it elsewhere in the Bible. It's called the sword of the Spirit. And if you are going to put something to death, you could put it to death by the sword. So remember that you can't just put to death the misdeeds of the body. You have to, by the Spirit, put to death the misdeeds of the body. Think about the Spirit as the sword, and that's the weapon used for the death of the misdeeds of the body. So, "But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live." All right, we are going to add on verses 1 through 9. So we've got Romans 8, verses 1 through 13. So proud of you for hanging in here with me. Let's give this a try. "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son and the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering, and so he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But, this is verse 10, but if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. But if you live according to the flesh, you will die. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Woo! That's exciting. Exciting to read it, to know it, and to work on this with you. So I want you to give it a try. We are almost done. This is the last bit we're going to do today. It's Romans 8, verses 1 through 13. God is so good to give us brains that can do this, and proud of you for putting in the effort. Here you go. Start with therefore there. All right. Well, I hope you did well on this, and I hope you're not discouraged if you didn't. It just takes time. Like anything else that's worthwhile, it takes time. I'm going to read through this one more time so you can hear it. If you messed up, if you got it, you can go ahead and be done here. But if you'd like to hear it one more time, here it goes. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. This is good news, my friends, and I appreciate you working on it with me. Please take the time and share this podcast with other people who you think would be interested in working on this. They don't have to do Romans 8. We have some other scriptures. I think it's Matthew 5, and we also have Psalm 121. And when we're done with Romans 8 one day, hopefully in the year 2020, we'll finish this. We'll be adding some other ones. I have some other guests coming and some other scriptures that we're going to be working on. And I know some people have a hard time with different versions and they don't like the NIV Bible. If that's an issue for you, then go ahead and memorize it in your version. But if that's keeping you, you know, if you're not doing it this way because of the NIV, but you're not doing it the other way, I want to share the saying with you. My way of doing it's better than your way of not doing it. Now, I don't say that to be harsh because I actually use that in reverse for myself. Sometimes if I see somebody doing something that I innately want to criticize because I don't like the way they're doing it, I think, well, their way of doing it is better than my way of not doing it because I'm not even doing it. So don't let this be a hang up to keep you from memorizing scripture. Memorizing it in a version that maybe isn't your favorite is still better than not memorizing it at all. So just a thought here. And I want to tell you, we can stay connected through Instagram. I'm at The Early Kitty. I don't really post much with scripture memory. I do a lot of running, and so I post things there. But I also do post some thoughts and blogs and things like that. I also can be found at kittyrobinson.com. And please, if you haven't yet gotten a copy of my new book, my only book, Sometimes Courage, you can order that on my website, kittyrobinson.com. They are back ordered on there right now, but they're available right away on amazon.com with Prime shipping. So shipping is free either way, no matter which site you order from. So I hope you'll do that. If you've bought it and you've read it and you've loved it, go ahead and pass it on to somebody else. Don't let it just sit around. Please share the story with other people. I hope it inspires and encourages people. And that's all I got for you. Thanks for sticking this out with me. We went a little longer than I wanted to, but I think we really made some good headway. So great job. I will probably be back on here in a week or so and add the next section. I'm really not adding the next section until I have really gotten solid with the section we're doing now. So I'm literally doing this with you. So as soon as I've got this down, I will post the next section and we'll get this done. Blessings to you, and remember, this is a day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.